Well, he's day to day. He didn't skate with us today, so we're still just waiting, trying to get past him. There's not much new there with him.
Are you right now planning for him to be, thinking that he'd be in the lineup tomorrow?
Well, it doesn't look like he'll be in the game.
Could it be weeks, or are you looking?
We don't anticipate it to be weeks.
How much do you miss him? I mean, I know there's no tie-in team and all that stuff, but it's a big part of what you do.
Well, Buff's a good player. You know, he can do a lot of things. He plays a big man's game as well defensively. So you miss him, but you know, you move on. It opens the door for somebody else, and I think that certainly we recognize that. But we don't dwell on what we don't have. You know, we try to deal with what we have and deal and go forward with that.
What have you seen from Redmond in Buff's absence?
Well, I like Redmond's been good. You know. For a guy that was nervous going into the games, I mean, I think he settled in and played pretty well. You see his poise, he's starting to feel a little more comfortable. Thought he was better in the second game, or at least he was poised and stuff like that. So I thought he was good, especially not played for like 21 days. I think he hadn't played, so that was quite some time. But I thought he looked good. He looked comfortable.
How much has discipline been preached over the last couple of days?
Well, yeah, a lot, you know. It's clear again. I mean, you go from doing great to the wheels falling off, and, you know, so we're dealing with that stuff, and we dealt with it on the road, and for us, we're moving forward. You know, we have a game on Tuesday tomorrow that we play Florida, and that's what we're kind of focused on. We can't deal with so much going back. We've dealt enough with that, and we need to move forward and go from there.
How much can you talk about being confident and relaxing and trusting your instincts without reminding guys that they haven't really been confident and aren't really trusting their instincts? I mean, how do you find that balance to get ready?
Well, it's a fine line. You know, I think that when you have to earn the confidence, really. That comes from having success. And so that's what you have to do. We have to focus on playing the way we're capable of playing and able to play. You know, the problem that we run into is we end up shooting ourselves in the foot, especially in that game in Tampa. So that doesn't help anything. You know, in a 5-minute major penalty, we end up giving them 2 5-on-3s. So right away you're behind the 8 ball and so that being said, we don't want to be dwelling on that stuff and digging that up again. So we're just trying to move into the Florida situation. You know, if we win the Florida game, we end up being back at 500, and we're going to move forward from there. We know what's the reality of things. We, you know, we're in the game. We see what we're doing, you know, and then now it's time to correct it and go forward from that.
You obviously have a belief that these guys can overcome adversity. How do you help them tomorrow if there's a bump in the road? I mean, you don't want your team to be afraid. There's going to be things that come up, right?
Well, there is. I don't think you can pound on the negativity. There's enough negativity around for us that just what it does is it brings your group closer together, and then you have to look more for support. And what we do is we try to support the situations rather than try to pound on people. I don't think that gives you very much success. So we know that adversity is going to hit. It's how you deal with this adversity, and we'd rather deal with it in a positive fashion right now.
Along those lines, do you take some positives out of that Florida game, say for the third game, and build on that, and what are you expecting from them tomorrow?
The positives out of the Florida game that we played back in Florida, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you take what you can out of the game, like you have to be realistic. We're not gonna create illusions here. Like, so we deal with what really took place there, and there were some areas where we were very disappointed, and that's the reality of things. And then we move forward. There's some things that we know about Florida that we had the game under control twice that we could have been able to close out that game, and we didn't. For whatever reason, we didn't. So there's some things that we can take out of that game and say, we put ourselves in a good position on the road. I think we were 1-1 after 2 periods. The game was up for grabs, and we had 2 leads that we had. So we know that we can get to that situation. It's just for us is just continuing through that. And so we've been trying to do that in practice the last couple of days, is build on some things that we need to improve upon and then go from there.
You've had a few days of practice now, but one thing that you said before the Islanders game was that you were a little concerned about fatigue being a factor for this team, whether that be mental or physical. Are you seeing some of that in your team?
Well, I was concerned with game 6, 7, and 8 when we went on the road, not because it was the road, just because of the fatigue factor. And so that I was concerned about that. So there were some things there with the number of minutes being played. The guys that had not been playing in the lockout situation that I thought would start rearing its head. So I think we did see some of that stuff, and I think that had some things that affected the outcome of the games. I couldn't say that's the whole thing, but I think that was part of it. So I was well aware of it, and we've seen some of it, and we're just trying to deal with that stuff. But it's not like it's something we hadn't planned on seeing. We were waiting, and I was watching, and we were communicating with our group and everybody, so we were very, very well aware of it. The strain really happens on your muscles, and you start to get injuries and tweaks, and some of these things is just from fatigue, from stress on the system, and this is what's taking place, and then you got maintenance days and stuff like that, but you know, it comes into your game as well, and that's something you have to manage. It's no different than anybody else. Other teams are doing the same thing. The one thing we have is that we have some pretty heavy travel involved here when we fly from here to Montreal, Montreal down to Florida, Florida back home. It's a little bit taxing, but that's what we have.
What's going to take for Russo to get himself into the lineup?
Well, he's just got to be patient, you know. I mean, I don't doubt his game. Right now we're trying to get ourselves in a situation where we're trying to win. It's about winning more than anything, you know. It's nothing to do with really his play. He hasn't been in the lineup yet. So, you know, he just has to continue to be a student out here, use his practice the best he can, and he's been learning and been doing all the right things. He's just got to be patient.
You see enough from Mark Scheifele on Friday to give him another opportunity to walk?
Well, Mark Scheifele is, for us, is part of our team. He's part of our group. He's part of the 23 guys we have here. And, you know, we just kind of try to assess things and try to see if it fits, if it doesn't, within the group, within the lines and stuff like that. Where, you know, it's kind of a tough situation for him. You have no exhibition games, so you know whether he goes in tomorrow, we'll decide that tomorrow.
Is he disciplined and PK is kind of the cure-alls right now, or are those just obvious symptoms of other issues as well?
Well, I don't see other issues. If you're looking for other issues, I don't see other issues. What I see is you know, I look at it from a coaching standpoint, and what I see is some areas that we have to get better. Some of that is teaching and learning. Some of that is personnel. Some of that is an understanding. Some of that is just some discipline area that we have to be better. When you're going to get a five-minute major, then you're going to compound that by taking two penalties after that. You know, not that they were overly deserved, but you're just creating more problems. You know, but certainly those are areas that we know that we have to correct. We're coaching. That's just part of coaching. You look at different things. If things aren't working, why? Do you have the right people? Do you have the right people with speed? Do you have the right people with size? You know, we're trying some things that we're trying to get better at. The problem is we have a lot of games to play and not a lot of practice time to do it in. And so you're trying to find these answers, and you're looking at a lot of different things. So that's all part of my job.
You said you like the work of your leadership group. Mm-hmm. In the early going. Are you pleased with the way they're trying to help these circumstances as well?
Well, sure. I don't think they change. You know, they know what's going on. They know what's going on in the room. You know, so the thing with your leadership group is I know that they care. I know that they care about the team, and I know that they care about winning. And so as long as we have that, they're good people. And for me, they're trying to do the right things. Sometimes these things are hard to manage, and there is no easy solutions. You can go back and do all the stuff moving backwards, or you can move forward and try to just play the way that we think we're capable of playing and then lean on that. And then that helps us a lot more than going back, and that's why we're trying to move forward on this.
Those people who were buying tickets to the Bison Hockey Dinner tonight, what can they expect from Claude Noel, the stories or the speech?
Oh, I hope... Yeah, I'm not sure there's going to be. There's not a lot of humor in the soul right now. So,
but it should be a good time.
Well, I hope so, yeah. I'm not much of a public speaker, so you know, I can deal with you guys, but that's about it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.